This is Wade Rathbun, the Daily Voice for the People News Bulletin. A paper in the American Journal of Health Economics argues that greater academic demands at schools caused a reduction of risky behavior by teenagers. Ashley Judd, one of the first actresses to come forward about Harvey Weinstein, has filed suit, claiming he injured her career with support from director Peter Jackson, who agreed that he removed her from a casting list based on false information from Weinstein. Writers who sued publishers, including the New York Times, for using their material in sales to LexisNexis without paying them, will now divide $9 million after 17 years of litigation. Walkout by Arizona teachers continues as they maintain their demand for a 20% raise. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rahnstein has publicly answered conservative critics, saying that the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted and that we're going to do what's required by the rule of law in relation to the Mueller investigation surrounding the president. Iran joined Russia in banning the message app Telegram. The app is used by 40 million Iranians. Thousands of demonstrators joined a general strike in San Juan, the capital of Puerto Rico, opposing school closings, university tuition increases, and potential cuts to pensions and other benefits. Time's Up, an organizational offshoot of the hashtag MeToo moment, has targeted R. Kelly, the R&B singer, for years of sexual abuse and settlements, some with underage women. So far, 10 concerts have been canceled and companies have been called out that do business with them. George Mason University is swept up in a scandal after documents were released indicating that Charles Koch Foundation has been giving a voice in hiring and firing professors at the Virginia school that's been a conservative hotbed near Washington, D.C. In a story of Uber's disruption of the taxi business in New York City, taxi medallions that once sold for more than $1 million now go for as low as $175,000. More than 60,000 black cars are tied to Uber, dwarfing yellow taxis, which are capped by city law at 13,587. In 2017, Uber trips eclipsed yellow taxi rides for the first time. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.